Okay. Take some nice big deep belly breaths. And what we're doing is we're relaxing, bringing in as much oxygen as possible, letting the air flow, letting movement to happen. And connecting our roots to the earth and to the heavens. And here on earth, connecting with the crystalline grid. It's funny, they're showing me that there's been an upgraded version, the information superhighway. And they're saying this is a go-between, this information highway, between all the ancient sites. So we are now connecting with the ancient sites that we know of on the surface today, as well as the ancient sites that maybe are under the earth, covered up with the jungles, with sand, with water. So this includes all ancient sites. The Egypt before it was Egypt. And then the other towns, tribes, where the Egyptians learned their technology from. So all the predecessors are including all of that. And the concept, the knowledge, the wisdom, that going within idea, and that will help us to get into the habit of asking our team, our guidance, for questions on things that we have that we need, and then getting used to receiving those answers. They're ringing a little bell above our heads, and they're saying this is for clarity. So it's clearing a lot of that, I think, accumulative energy that's above us, thought clouds, if you will. It looks a little overcast. So they're ringing a bell, and it's a crystal bell. And they're saying for the time during this meditation, being a little bit playful and interactive, they're showing me they're presenting, it looks like a crystal goblet, and it's water. But this water, they're saying, if you can imagine, if you take a sip and it nourishes everything within you, every dream, it basically hydrates everything, not granting wishes, not things necessarily coming true. What they're saying is they're nourishing the energy behind what it is you're trying to manifest, nourishing your physical body, nourishing your emotions during this time. A lot of people have been releasing a lot of really old hurts, wounds, traumas have been coming in. And just a lot of old. Random dreams you remember you had when you were 10. That one time when you fell at the playground. And you'd met your best friend. Little events, little moments. When it was the start or the beginning of something great. So it's this remembrance. But being connected to all of that. All of the memories. And those that are painful, this is not to relive that. We don't have to go there. But nourishing, hydrating. What are your dreams? What do you want to make possible? And so a lot of this is about being able to connect to yourself, your team, and make magic happen. So speaking of teams, let's call them in. I just heard the High Lumerian Council. I'd never heard that before. I'm going to discern for a second. If this feels right for you, go for it. I'm still feeling this one out. Okay. It's a little bit funny. Sometimes when I don't know something, it takes me a little bit extra in time to feel it out, to make sure that they resonate with me, to make sure that they're who they say they are. Okay, so if this feels right for you, you can call them in. Or if it's not them, someone else. If there's another word that you heard, another tribe, another soul group. And for myself, I'm not sure about you, but they're just off to the side. They're kind of here observing. And in part two, because I've asked that if they're here for the best or better and of divine light, coming with divine truth, that they can play. But I just want to make sure that it's all a good fit. And not to sound snooty or to remain exclusive, beings, they come across and they present themselves in different ways. So I don't ever get awestruck when I hear a being that's coming in, a spirit, a helper, a guide. To me, it's just I kind of have a neutral stance and I just feel it out. I think this is good to know because sometimes beings can come in and it's like, oh my gosh, Ganesh wants to talk, or they have a message, or sometimes we get caught up in the idea, the concept of something, or we're so tickled that they reached out to us. But there's always discernment. Feel it out first. Ask if this soul, this spirit, is of the divine light that has your best or better in mind with good intention. And just keep setting up the protocol, the boundaries. And you'll start to feel when it's off, or you'll start to feel when it's even better. Okay. And so they're doing a little cleansing here, our team. So this is our guides, our angels, the Ascended Masters, the Healers, the Griffins that I'm seeing again, the Lions with the wings. Oh, they're coming through. And then the other animals, too, with them. One is like seeing a wildcat, a panther. So whatever cat that is for you, with wings. So maybe you're seeing a lynx. Maybe you're seeing a jaguar, a tiger, a lion, lioness. So it's this feline energy with wings. This is really neat. And they're giving us, there's this, I don't even know what shape this is, but there's this beautiful faceted gemstone that they asked if we wish to accept into our third eye. And it's almost like putting a game cartridge in the console. And then you're going to play that game. But this is, there's a beautiful synergy to this, with its connection to your energy. It's not so much like an assimilation. It's a little bit about an interactivity that we're able to navigate through what we're seeing, feeling, experiencing, while it also automatically updates itself and brings us online with its consciousness or with what it is downloading. So it's kind of in that way of a real-time, natural, I don't know how to say, upgrade. It just updates itself. This gemstone. So that's what the crystalline grid is. But there's something a little bit different about this feeling per se, that this is more of a, it's the crystalline grid, and it's also our own soul and wisdom and knowledge. So it's like our own gateway, if you will, into ourselves. And what that means is just asking questions and start feeling intuitively the answers, or pull cards. Oracle cards are great, tarot, whatever that is, finding validation. Okay. And this is, they're washing the bottoms of our feet here. And what they're doing is they're really just helping cleanse and purify, as if this is the journey that we're going to take for the first time. And they've each given us a rose, this really beautiful rose that is just so exuberant in energy. And the floral, the smells of it is so incredible. It's as if I'm in a field of all these rose bushes. That's how beautifully intense the smell is. Oh. So Our Lady Guadalupe came in. And she's sharing that a lot for her in her homeland, so Central America, South America. She's saying what we're doing is we're tapping into all the minds, all the beautiful souls that pray to her. Oh, I have a whole body goosebumps right now. That we are connecting consciousness with those that see her as a goddess, those that see her as that of Mother Mary. There's something about these regions that we're including in today's meditation. So it's that of that existence that the prayer warriors. It's almost like they're showing me from the Miracle of 34th Street, the scene in the court where Santa Claus is there, and here's the arrival of all the letters to Santa that the judge wants put on his desk. And there's person after person, bag after bag. So it's that idea, if all these letters are written, if all these prayers are going out, we're connecting with that for some reason. Whatever this is, we're connecting with their prayers. So I don't know if it's like a helping. And it's definitely not to say that they can't help themselves or that Lady of Guadalupe can't, that this isn't an assistance because something cannot happen. This is an addition to their prayers and their wishes and the healing. Because a part of it is the region, it's the Earth Mother and a part of her help that she wishes to have come in or be answered that can help her. And that's where they're showing me logistically, it's Central and South America. And so what she's bringing in is this honoring of the loved ones that have passed on. And my guides are showing me that this is a little bit of a crossing over for some spirits. So this one, do not take this on. Please don't feel that you have to cross anyone over. This, my team will get, they'll help facilitate that. They'll open it up. They'll do all that. This is just an awareness of some of the work that we are doing. And they're saying because there's portal work here, there's energy work that we are doing to come in. It's like we're that helper in assisting in the physical, so meaning that we as humans are hearing the call to come in and help Lady Guadalupe. And the jungle medicine is reaching out to us. Oh, that's why. I've gotten some books about Dr. Sebi. And he was a healer. But it's really, it's that same concept, plant medicine, plant wisdom and healing. And the earth, she recognizes that she brings about plants that's needed. And a lot of what it is that we're healing, so if it's maybe an herbal tea to help with a little anxiety, to something that can really help with cancers, with autoimmune diagnoses. Okay, and so now bringing in this plant wisdom. What we're doing now is just asking for a clearing, if you wish. And they're saying, think back to that water that you drank that had everything in it that was needed for soul nourishment, to help hydrate and give energy to your dreams, your wishes, your goals. It's in that same context, and they're saying this plant medicine, and this isn't something that it's of ayahuasca or some mother root or some sort of hallucinatory agent. This isn't of that nature. What they're saying, this is just allowing the plant medicine, even if it's aloe or if it's chamomile tea, it doesn't have to be something significant or potent. It's just allowing yourself to ingest the energy, the frequency, the hertz that of which plants grow at and they connect with, they communicate. So bringing in that frequency into your physical, that's allowing you to also ground and move this energy around. This is interesting. So Our Lady Guadalupe, she showed me, I think this is South America. But what I'm seeing is that it was an old volcano. And we're actually going through the top of the volcano, and it's like a wormhole. And it brings us up to three different points on the earth. In these cave systems, what this is, it's a lot of connection, airflow. They're showing me like a telegram messenger. It's like they can take the subway instead of being on top of the earth where there's a lot of traffic and terrain. And for some reason, there's something here, ancestry-wise, that the ancients... Oh, I didn't even... Okay, so I'm getting a poll for... It's a Mesoamerican... I don't know if it's quite Aztec, Incan, the Mayan. I feel like it's something else. But something pretty close to that. So if you kind of think of that, the culture and their own cities, their own belief systems, their own connection with the plants of the earth, all this knowledge of power. In Guadalupe, what she's sharing with me is she keeps putting lace on things. Like she's trying to balance a lot of the masculine. And that's what I feel like the earth is asking us. There's so much masculine energy where Earth Mother is trying to bring in balance. Helping with that divine feminine energy to come through. And they are showing me a lot of, if you think of the guerrilla warfare, just the militia type mentality there, the cartel, the bloodshed. And again, so my team is taking care of a lot of that. But what this is it's allowing the breathing, the inhalations, exhalations of those points on land in those regions. It's allowing that movement. And there's not a displacing. So I wish to emphasize this. So if there's other beings, if there's other things living within these tunnel systems, within this earth, whatever this is, we're not looking to push them out. We're not deciding where they go, when they go. this isn't our place. But this is more of that idea, like if there's a nest or a den or this really dense, ill-feeling energy, at least giving it a vent, allowing the flow of air, of positivity to come through. And we're cloaking ourselves here. And this is neat. So they bring us up. So it's almost like we were focused in on that part of the world. And then all of a sudden, we're in space and I'm looking up below as the world is much smaller now. And they're bringing us to Netherlands. If I remember my country shapes right, I believe this is Netherlands. Weaving. And so it's kind of cool. So not in a gross way at all, but there's a really beautiful spider energy. And she kind of looks like a spider, but she kind of looks more like a, I don't know how to say, not quite like an octopus. It's a little bit cartoonish. Anyway, she's weaving in these fabrics of this healing that we're bringing in, that we're offering to different points in the earth. Okay, I just heard genetic code material. Okay, weaving. Oh, okay. The same as inner space for ourselves. Genetic code material. So it's what we're allowing to be is also having that control panel in front of us saying we wish to no longer carry the burdens, ailments, diagnoses, cycles of our ancestors, all of which were not serving us. So in a way, it's we're upgrading our default setting. Because even if there's a fallback, even if there's something that we aren't doing or that's coming in, it doesn't mean now necessarily we're going to take on that of now the ancestors. That's showing us our default. So if there's that idea, that concept that things are genetic, they run through the family, inadvertently saying that is allowing it to be. So I don't want to say it's a curse. It's just a continuum of this concept that allows the energy to carry into flow. What you're doing, what they're showing me is that we're coming in to say, no, this used to run in my family, but it stops here. And then it's got its own healing process and its own, so the energetics behind it, it's got its own little ecosystem for healing because it's not coming through to you anymore. And a lot of cleansing I'm seeing for a lot of souls that have had, I have to word this carefully, an inoculation of some type, whether if it was routine, it was a tetanus, but some sort of outside liquid introduced into their body through inoculation, and how that might have changed. They're saying the physiobiology of the message receptors. So this is going out to the souls that feel a little bit of this energy. Maybe there's a consciousness that was in the inoculations. Here and now, that concept, you can remove that if it's not serving you, if it didn't feel right, if you haven't felt right. And those that do, and this isn't an issue, then this is just a little sidestep for a moment. We're just going to address this and we can move on. This is for those that feel maybe some sort of adversity. So maybe it was, I didn't want it, I didn't feel it, I didn't trust, but I just went ahead and did it. Or there's something that it's a little bit of a resistance. They didn't agree with it, or they had to get things done in order to keep their job, in order to keep their benefits, in order to maintain the status quo. So this is just a little bit of a cleansing, a removal of the information. They're saying an inlay. So this programming, the consciousness to it, it's just that removal of, and asking your team to assist with this. If it feels right for you to do so. I'm definitely cloaking myself here because I'm seeing wherever I'm going, there's a lot of heads turning. It's almost like we're the spirit, and sometimes people can sense you in the room, but they can't see you. So cloaking isn't just visual. Cloak your genetic, your scent, or your spiritual scent. Cloak your vibration. And sometimes it's easier to cloak and then have a mirror in front of you. And this isn't ever to be used as a sneaky way or to be manipulated to do energy work if you don't have permission. What they're saying is that this portal energy, what we're doing is we're kind of allowing the last of those that are needing to go through it, to go through it. As we've already been there, we've been kind of going in circles, like that ride at the theme park. You just keep getting in line. So those of us who've actually been through it numerous times, and now we're just kind of helping, I guess, the workers of the theme park just make sure there's no last stragglers, no one else is there. And what we're doing is we're helping to carry that energy. They're saying it's like, in a funny way, but putting in an extension with the IRS. It's like, yep, things are going to get done. Here's the date and time, but we need this energy open a little bit longer. We need this to not be closed per se, as there's a lot that's benefiting off of this portal energy for healing purposes, to move and shift and heal, to implement, to carry through, to see out. To completely heal and then close. Yep. And so that High Lemurian Council, they're coming in and they're saying that's why we're here. It's to help in the earth. It's to help move a lot of these processes. And again, they're showing me it's like Greek or the Romans, that the sophistication that they had, they They had sewer systems. They had a lot of different things that even in ancient times was necessary. And this is a lot of that old energy. It's just we're making sure that all the little things that we need, that it carries through, that it goes somewhere to heal, that it doesn't remain stagnant. Athens. Homer. Huh. Okay, a little bit of Greek mythology here. And what they're showing me, a lot of what this energy is, what these beings are, they're saying it's kind of the same as that of the Egyptians, with these different beings that no one can explain, the experiences that they've had. That they've encountered in their lifetime that now we would call folklore, we would call myths, the legends, the legacies. So for playful purposes, pick a being, an animal, something that we haven't seen here on Earth in our everyday life as living, as something that we've seen a video of, that we've encountered ourselves personally. You don't see fields of them. Pick something and then become that. And whatever this is that you've chosen, try to be self-aware. What's going on around you? And what does your body look like? Do you have skin, fur, feathers, scales? Is it a physical body? Are you some sort of energy? And then your thoughts. What are your thoughts like as this being? Are there others like you? And this is what's neat. So for me, I had picked unicorn. I was just right away drawn to that. And it's interesting because I'm not seeing land, like earth land below me. I feel very much like I'm in the ethers, but I'm on some kind of, I don't even know how to say this. Like it's not quite land, but it's not water. It's kind of, okay, an airbed. It's as if when you take a step, it has that kind of ripple flow effect as an airbed. That's a little bit of what the terrain is that I'm seeing where I'm at. And so for you, do you need food? What do you eat? Do you have to eat? And then what are their ancestors like? Like, has there been any adaptations, any mutations? Do you look like your ancestors? Do you move as a family unit? Are you alone? I'm doing some extra cloaking here for us. And then just downloading, it says beautiful energy coming in. It's kind of like a soft white gold. This beam of light, and then by the time it hits me, it's pure gold. And what it's doing, it's restoring. They're saying it's restoring our soul blueprint. So kind of just giving it a little more of what it needs. They're likening it to flying a kite. And maybe this is the go, that this is the day that it's so windy. The kite flies into a tree. Now there's a little tear, there's a little rip. And then you patch it up and you go out the next time and the next time. So there's a little bit of wear and tear. It's still a kite. It's still flyable. But what we're doing is we're just giving it a whole refreshened, like a brand new skin. Brand new sheet of plastic. It's just like a beautiful detailing at the car wash. They get every nook and cranny. They restore. Bring to life again. And that gemstone at our third eye comes in again. And they're showing us this is about being able to see now with this new way of percepting what it is that we think we're experiencing. Okay, so they're saying when you view something, there's a next layer, an added dimension to being. In your everyday life, they're saying you see things with your eyes. This little gemstone also helps kick in that discernment of, is this true what I'm seeing with my eyes? And this doesn't mean it's anything supernatural, paranormal. This can be everyday life. Maybe somebody you're seeing at the grocery store, maybe a silly event that's unfolding. They're saying it's more an awareness what we're realizing we're creating, but this is about the human experience and also honoring the creator that we are. And with this creation, what they wish to say, this is the guides and angels. Okay, higher self, great spirit, and all that is. They're showing me like super forces, these powerful deities up in the sky, and they make this team. And Yeshua, Buddha, Kuan Yin, a lot. Of these incredible beings. And what they're saying is that this is about us understanding when we feel we connect to them or we call them in and we feel the healing power, the love, the compassion from them or for them, That's what this is. So it's a lot about us understanding that we always have this connection because they're our star ancestors. We think that there's the separation or that they're above us. They came with a bigger mission, a bigger experience. But their legacy has been taught for thousands of years. But they're saying it's only alive because we come back and we keep telling the same stories over and over. So we come back, we've been with them in those lifetimes, but we also come back to share and to continue the legacy. And Kwatsi comes in, Quetzalcoatl. And he's doing a little bit of a third eye cleansing here for us. And he's bringing us into the lower world, the animal realm, where everything is nature-based, meaning things just come naturally. We're in tune. Our animalistic senses are keen. We're always so grounded and connected to the Earth Mother. We're aware of our surroundings. Some of us have night vision. Some of us have really long whiskers. We're perceiving what's around us. And they're saying right now to help facilitate this portal energy coming into our animal body. Before we were in our crystal body. But they're saying to continue this into the physical towards the end of this portal time. Again, you can be the crystal in an animal shape if you still wish to be. But they're saying that the choice is now to embody some sort of animal that you feel connected to. And one way or another. And they're saying why this shift is because for us, in the world of duality, we're experiencing so many high highs, but there's a part of this now embodying something physical that's on Earth that we've had experiences with, or that we feel a connection to that's living or walking amongst us. What this is this brings us the ability to heal and bring in an anchor that high, high vibration and frequency, because they're saying this is about acclimating. Like in the summertime, if you think of a wild cat, they're probably going to sleep during the day. They're going to stay in the shade. There's a lot that they're going to do to preserve their energy. And it's so hot, so they can't be dehydrated. But it's not so much like self-preservation or in that mode. What they're saying is you're just aligning your body, that of which is around you, element-wise, wherever you live. This helps the acclimation and bring in this high energy while preserving as you integrate. They're saying it's still, this is my guides now, that it's still the shift or get off the pot year. And so for some of us, what that means is it's little monumental moments, smaller victories. Maybe one large one. And it doesn't have to mean that there's a succession of them. But this is just to give us a reminder that we're still shifting. We're still doing our work. And when we let go, a lot of us have been letting go during this portal time, that it's now bringing in and making room for these new higher energies. And the guides are saying there's something with our DNA. There's two things now that have been encoded, and they're calling it the God spark. They need me to back up. It's already encoded with the God spark. They corrected me. They're saying it's activated in us now. And of course, in my mind, I was like, well, if there's two that can be activated, how many more can there be? Can it light up like a Christmas tree? And they're saying in time, yes. Right now, physically, that would be too much. I mean, listen to your soul. If you feel you can open up more, go for it. Always ask that it be for your best or better. And that it mesh and integrate with your body at a pace that works for you. You want to be able to function. Be careful what you wish for here. And acclimate it to the point that you can discern that it doesn't come at you too fast and you're overwhelmed. These are the types of healings and upgrades that I personally ask to have in my dreamscape, my dream time, so that my body can get the absolute rest it needs and I completely surrender and I allow these things to happen. And that I ask that by the time I wake up, that it have all the integration that it can possibly have and the acclimation. And then if I need to continue that through the day, that it'd be very light. It's almost like when you throw everything in the crock pot and then it's ready. And then you just gorge. It's so good. And then you don't need it on high or medium anymore. You can turn that dial all the way to warm. You need it just a little bit on. It doesn't get cold. We don't need to cook anything. We just need to maintain it. So if that dial setting concept works for you, that's what that's like for me in my waking time. And then if I need to continue to integrate, either they'll guide me, I'll take a nap, or when I go to bed that night, that activation will then continue, and I'll be able to get what I need at that level. And they're showing me this swing. I almost feel like I'm a trapeze artist. The aerial gymnasts, if you will. They're swinging from the swings that are so high above. How fluent their moves are. It's as if they're not so high up. They're so naturally secured and feeling safe up there. But it's in a way that there's movement, there's excitement, that there's joy, there's fun, that's a rush. There's so much that we can have in that experience. But in its own way, it's grounding. And okay, all of a sudden they're panning me away to the Netherlands. So I'm not sure what that was about then. Okay, so they're saying if you take that concept maybe not having the tent, maybe having the net closer to you. Again, the trapeze artist, this mind picture here. And taking this concept, and now let's pan over to the Netherlands. And what they're here and saying is, this is about being able to connect with air, element to element, element within the physical. And they're showing me it's almost a reverse volcano, that there's this energy eruption, but it's coming from above and it's going deep, deep, deep into the earth. But it's a there's a white cap. It looks like a mountain, but I don't see lava. This is white, like pure glowing white. I'm not sure best how to describe that. If you can imagine lava in a white color, or liquid metal, maybe, if it's easier to imagine that. But this intention, this lava, they're saying, this is that bringing in the air, the healing, and the ancient energy, and moving this deep into the earth for cleansing purposes. And it's funny because when it solidifies, it looks like icebergs to me. And this isn't to come in and disrupt. This, again, isn't anything that we are deciding what it's doing. Energetically, the guides are showing us what this is about. What it's coming in to do is open up spaces, more airflow, but including other elements. Sometimes there's sea caverns, rivers, lakes in the earth. So that's a lot of what this movement of energy is. And this portal, so what they're saying is that there's the stragglers, the last ones left, some of those that are harder on themselves. They're having a difficult time forgiving, forgetting, but not to forget and just say la vie. And this is more of a forget of who they are. They've forgotten their power. And this is why it's a little bit harder for them. They're still fighting to get their power back, not realizing they give it away unintentionally. So I'm asking the collective consciousness now, if we can come together and help all of those that wish to seek or take in this healing, that it commence as soon as they wish for it. They're showing me like we're filling up this gumball machine, and all the souls that wish to come in for healing, for help, for asking for help. That's a big one for some of them. Some of us, I should say. I still have to remember to ask for help at times. But this concept, what we're doing is we're able to fill this. It's an infinite size gumball machine, but all these souls that are coming in, that as soon as they receive an answered prayer, that our healing light is helping really to facilitate their healing, that it be at the level that they need. It's always for their best or better. We don't decide what it is. It's also the instrument to connect them as close as they can be to their higher self and to God, Creator, Source, whatever that is that they need, that they wish for. So with this context of helping at the level human to human, the collective consciousness, I'm asking that if we can assign master guides to all of those that have felt stuck in their insecurities, stuck in their wounds. They're stuck in who betrayed them, or things never going right. Because again, if this is their journey and this is who they are, that's absolutely okay. It's not for us to decide that they have to change. They are absolutely being themselves. This is who they are. What we're doing is offering the ones that wish to seek something different, something that's changing, acknowledging things aren't working for them any longer. And really helping embrace that love and self-compassion. Not to be so hard on themselves, so hard on others. These high levels of expectations. Implementing good enough. And again, I'm seeing this, the Lady Guadalupe, her lace. It's just the edge of this lace. And it reminds me of a doily or something our grandmothers would have crafted. It adds just a little balance, a little something of artistic measure. There was a vision, there was a creation. It adds a little elegance. A little softness. And how intricate some of these patterns are. It's quite amazing. And to offer all of those that need it a closer connection. Or a connection with their divine feminine self. Kali comes in. And she's emphasizing rebirth. Rebirth and order, she's saying. And she wants us to hone in on that process of order and how we need it. And how do we go about this now? So we're doing this portal work. We have done a lot of our own personal work. Those of us that have, that felt as it came up, maybe we honored it, processed it, did what we did. But now there's an order. And she's saying that a lot of us are, that what's next question. She's saying what's next is how we work as humans is we need some order. We need to be able to see, understand, and comprehend with clarity where we're going, what things can look like, what's being asked of us, what our role is, how we can help, what we best do, what our gifts and abilities are. How we can help and implement that. And then also that idea of showing up. She's saying this is a key element to so many of us, and she loves working with us, that the key element to this is that we're showing up and it's not our hand is out. She's saying with all of my arms, I can be doing all different kinds of things at any one time. I have not seen yet one arm of yours. Collectively, she's saying, for us, nobody has reached out and said, okay, I'm going to do this for you. What are you going to do for me? She's saying how beautiful and honoring that is. You show up because you care. You are here living your purpose. And you're showing up regardless. A lot of us are called to duty, meaning that if we're prayer warriors, if we're physical healers, massage therapists, nurses, doctors, homeopathic cares, the emotional, the therapists, the counselors, the guides. She's saying a lot of us show up in a lot of different roles. And the work that we're doing, it's helping to extend this light, this understanding. And she's saying that we pose as the shower curtain. So we hold and facilitate what is, and we're sending it out there, but we're also putting up that veil to say this isn't us deciding what to do, but it allows them to decide. It allows them to discern for themselves. And she loves that organic nature and how enabling that is for so many souls that we're praying for them, we're helping them without their knowing, and how uplifting and helpful that is. And she's saying the point of the shower curtain is also to present that veil. Let them have their private time for healing. We're not coming in to rip off a Band-Aid and say, look, this right here, heal it. We're allowing people to go at their own time because we respect them as fellow human beings. We don't impose our belief systems. And she's saying that's what's the coolest here, is that being able to see all the work that we're doing, Kali has brought in her team. Whole body goosebumps. And she's saying with that on board, there's so much more that we're not seeing, but what it is here and for us today is that we can include the ancients to be with us and working alongside with us. We're not acting or pretending that we're any better than. And she's saying she loves this group especially because we understand we're always the teacher and we're always the student. There's no mastering here. And I'm asking her where she's at. What's that like for her? Does she still have to master things? And she said, not in the way here on Earth that we do. She can manipulate energy pretty well. She can read people very well. She understands the duality. She's like a collective. She doesn't feel like a particular soul. To me, she feels more of either like a group, or she was birthed from the collective consciousness. But she's got a very, very expansive presence to her. And she said, well, that's, I touch the land and the elements, and I'm in the water, I'm in the air, I'm in the breath. She's saying it's you're breathing in the experience of what you can be or of who you are. And when you breathe that in, all you're doing is allowing yourself to be. And in your heart, you're deciding where to go, what that looks like to others. We put on that proverbial mask when we go out into public. We're really trying to be nice. We're trying to hurt our or hide our hurts or wounds. If we're going through something, we don't like pity. Whatever reason we're wearing this mask. And she's saying sometimes the brave ones are just there to hold up the mask and just say, yeah, you know, this is just me and how I am all the time. And it's just, you get what you get. There's no question. You see how they feel, what they're going through. But her, she's saying, no, not mastery per se. She's like, there's an evolution. She's like, if you liken it to your corporate ladder setting, there's always a place to be. It doesn't stop. You don't cap out. You don't retire. She's saying her evolved version of herself now is different that of from even, say, 500,000 years ago. So she still is upgrading and staying relevant to our times as she is in the books and the history and presented with the ancients, because she's saying that this is, it's again, these souls are coming back and they remember her. She's like, you guys remember the other deities. You remember the icons because they are a part of you. And that your connection to that icon or that deity or that spirit helper, whatever that is, it helps you stay focused. Because you remember where you came from subconsciously. you know in your heart there's a part of you that connects to that of which is outside of you. But there's not separation. It's not God is worthy, I am not. And it's cool. I'm seeing her again. We're in the South American setting somewhere. Anyway, she's lighting many, many candles. And I feel like we're in a mission. We're in some type of, those are like their adobe churches. And it's so massive. And these candles, she's saying, we can end this beautiful meditation with lighting a candle. And here she's saying she has a prayer for us. She's lighting a candle for each of us, honoring our work, what we do, our selflessness, our inspiration, our aspiration, what we aspire to be. She's saying, that's what I love about humans. You're unlimited. You change like a chameleon. You play the roles. You can play many roles in one lifetime. You pull to all the different strengths that you have. You pull from your weaknesses. You pull from memory. Why you do what you do now. You've learned a lesson not to do that again. And she lights the candle too because she's saying there's a little clearing that she's doing here for us if we wish to accept her clearing. It's funny because I'm seeing all these belly dancers around us. And it's like in that same context, I almost feel it's like that car wash that you go through and the bristles and the scrubbers. So if you imagine the belly dancers, they're kind of helping clear and get that stuff off of you, cleanse it. But Kali, she's saying she's like the colors that, or no, she's saying, okay, think of it like Legos. You can use that concept, Kali, what she represents, who she is. You can dive in. You can call her in. And for you, maybe it's all about rebirth. Maybe for someone else, it means a death to something, an end to something. Or maybe to someone else, it's that duality aspect. And that part of calling her in, she's saying it's like a Lego. Like you can have her in some of the building blocks of something like a pillar of energies or deities that you wish to work with, but that she works so well with so many others. She's saying, don't forget, it's not like you have to use just one. It doesn't have to be just one at a time. This can be an invitation to call in all the divine beings and whatever that is for you, who you resonate with. And so now coming in from this portal energy, doing this kind of clearing, some healing, a little bit of shifting as things are energetically clearing us. She's saying the little stragglers, send your team now. She's saying, let yourself go, let yourself carry. She's showing me on a windy day, this really beautiful lantern. The Chinese lanterns that you can write a message on, light, and see them drift away over the rivers. She's saying, let yourself go now. You've done enough caretaking. We don't have to look after the stragglers. We don't have to. We've set up the gumball machine. Our teams know exactly what to do. We've constructed it. She's saying we're like the prayer archetypes, that we come in and then we'll construct something, have it implement or implemented, have the systems running, there's flow. So that's now facilitated. And then we can move on to the next project wherever we're needed. And maybe it's not a gumball machine. Maybe it's working with the water, maybe with a river, with the earth. So that's what's neat about this. And she's saying that for us, it's a lot about coming in to our own. We have to have wild imagination. We have to have a lot of these things in place because this is the world that we see. So to bring in now order, she's saying for the after effects, okay, so if we can just let ourselves go off of this mission, we've helped everyone with this portal work or portal energy. It's vacation time. We're letting ourselves just kind of free and bumble around, maybe flower to flower. But the order of what is needed, she's saying just keep it in the physical. Drinking lots of water. Try to eat a balanced meal. Getting plenty of rest and sleep. Even if you don't agree and it's the middle of the day and you're tired, yep, you need to take that nap. Take care of your core needs. She's saying it's not just order that's restorative, but now that gives your body more of the ability to do what it's meant to do. She's saying that's the order that we crave. So we don't have to know what's coming in. We're able to allow ourselves to be of service. We'll know when our time, our ticket has been called. And everything that's been implemented and brought in, she's saying that next now part, that's us now being able to come in, have our little vacation time, and while also doing this work. She's like, it's not like you're going to stop doing this group work. All of you humans coming together in such a beautiful way, the upliftment. And going off of, so what they're saying is that if you imagine you're in a room and you've played music and it completely changes that mood, maybe it's more soft, it's grounding, it's calm, it's healing. That's what this is about. Remembering that you have impact and change no matter where you go, no matter what you do. Just please don't feel like you're called, you're on guard, on duty all the time. Bring in balance. Give yourself a day off. Don't keep your mind busy. Keep your soul filled. And she's saying embodying that animal, being playful. I see my big cat, my jaguar, and just this wild flowers, just this field as if it's catnip. Like I'm just playing in it, like rubbing my nose and all the scents, all the beautiful fragrances. I'm rolling around on my back like a kitten, just having so much fun in being. Allowing myself to play and be playful. And just going around the guides of Lemurians or the High Lemurian Council. They're just showing me that any of the work that we've been doing within the earth, they're closing things up, they're connecting their own ties to those systems, whatever we've started or helped with, so that we are disconnecting our energies from them. The implementation has been, they're taking over. And they're saying the advancement of our heart work is increasing as we're able to love and be loved and to give and to receive. Because that's what balanced energy is in that energetic statement. Energetic statement. I'm asking what that is. Energetic statement. Oh. She's saying the action of. So cause and effect. So an energetic statement is what we would liken to why actions speak louder than words. So we can talk, but until we walk our walk, each of those, wherever we're at, is our energetic statement. And if that makes sense, so it's that idea of when we do our work, we're telling the universe we can manage our tools. We're never drained by the energy work or people. We're in control of our energetic field, our thoughts and awareness, the spirits, all the things around us. We have such a strong mind. That's what makes it formidable. That's what makes it completely its own standalone structure and pillar of light workers that's impenetrable. Can't break it. But we can gain members. So our energetic statement is the vibration that we carry. It's allowing things to flow. There's no sticking or being stuck, per se. And there's moments we digest, we chew, we grasp things, we have to process, so we're still human. But we're also not an ego. None of this is ego. We are who we are. This is what it looks like. Oh, it's beautiful. So Kali all of a sudden showed us there's this really cool candle. It's got a picture of her on it. And it's this kind of light blue colored candle. And she's saying this is in respect for us as a collective and the heart healing work that we're doing for ourselves and for others, or helping hold space for others to do their work. She lights a candle for us, and it's an infinite flame. And she said, this candle will never go out, and this will energize your potential. It will energize everything that you would need or can need. And the substantial, the energy that comes from this, it's like that forever pull on. This energy will never run out. So it's very nurturing. And it gives us maybe that hydration that we need. Sometimes we need soul food. Our soul is doing a lot of work, a lot of journeying. We're going a lot of places. Our soul needs nourishment. Okay, so they're closing up shop. So all that was implemented, set up, arranged, it is working. It is coming through. It is being done. They're saying, let go, let God, don't worry about it. They've got the rest. That it's always for the good and the good of all. is for everyone's best and everyone's better. And this is neat. They're showing us, like, I'm not sure what you would call it. It feels like the Indian, Middle Eastern, the headdresses. Feels like what the bride would wear, but it's a little bit different. But there's just a lot of that gem crested pieces that are going onto, it's like our crown. And then it comes down from our forehead onto our nose. These jeweled crowns. And it's not gaudy, and it's not like armor. It's not a helmet of thick metal. It's weird. I don't see what holds it together. I don't see a metal. I don't see. So it's almost like our physical soul is holding these energetic gems as they're placed upon us. Okay. So it's kind of cool. So they're showing us, if we can imagine that we're our own candle, we can light it. That means that our soul is back in our body, that we are able to come back. Maybe take a few deep breaths, move our arms and legs, shoulders, neck. Your feet, ankles, toes, legs. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.